Okay, I got a confession to make here. I'm kind of absolutely fascinated slash obsessed with guitar pedals. It's something I wasn't interested in as a child. I just liked guitars and I liked amps, and usually a chord was all I needed between the two to make things happen. But as the years went on, I became obsessed with all the different pedals that were out there. And I'm always looking for, you know, the next great pedal, and there always is one. Somebody somewhere is making something just for obsessive types. Well, one day I stumbled upon this pedal called Infinite Jets, and it reminded me of one of my favorite Brian Eno records, so I thought I'd give it a listen. And yes, I just said, yeah, this is the pedal for me, and I picked it up. It's made by a company called Hologram Electronics. Well, I did a little research on this company, you know, to figure out where they were from, and I discovered they're from Knoxville, and they're founded by Ryan Schaefer and Jason Campbell. And I know Ryan from many years ago. You may know him from the Royal Bangs, one of the great Knoxville bands ever. So I decided, well, let's go visit Ryan and see what's going on with these pedals. And that's what this flip side is about. We're going to investigate this guitar pedal, the Infinite Jets, and our guest is Ryan Schaefer. So we're sitting here in the lab, and it kind of, in a great way, is exactly what I imagine it to be. Like, it's this spot in the middle of hidden North Knoxville, and there's people tweaking on things, and there's cool stuff around. How did you actually decide to do this? I mean, it's easy enough to say, yeah, we should make our own pedals.
Well, so Jason and I started working on this project, I think, about 3 years ago. We got the idea originally because I played in the band Royal Bangs, and we would do a lot of stuff where we would process our guitars through the computer and bass and keyboards, and then after the show people would come up and look at our pedal boards and they would not really be very impressed. They didn't think it was cool to run it through a computer at all. You know, it's also more complicated than the average musician wants to engage with, I think. So we kind of got the idea of maybe we could take some of these ideas, some of the things that, you know, I was doing on the computer, and package it up into something that, you know, a normal musician could take with them and get some of these crazy sounds that we can make with a computer, but in a, you know, in an easier to put together kind of package. And we had no idea how to start doing that, so we just kind of Googled whatever, like, the first step was, and then you know, well, now we need to learn about DSP programming, now we need to learn about designing circuit boards, and we didn't really know how much we didn't know at the time, I think, or we probably wouldn't have done it, because it turned out to be, you know, a years-long project to learn how to do it. But yeah, it was just, I mean, we taught ourselves how to do it. You know, we just kind of, every time we'd run into an obstacle, we'd just try to figure out, you know, we just basically, you know, look it up on the internet.
So you had no electronics or engineering background, really, did you?
No, I mean, I'd done a little bit of programming, you know, built some things like, you know, lights for the band and MIDI controllers and stuff like that, but nothing like, you know, the scale that we're doing now. But yeah, I mean, if you are willing to spend enough time on it, I mean, these days you can basically learn anything you want on the internet. So,
were there any surprises that you found out, like, ooh, I can do things I wasn't even planning on doing, or?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing that was really creatively exciting about it, is once we finally got it to work, once we had a platform that we could make effects with, it went in a completely different direction. You know, we started the process to, you know, from conceiving of an idea to actually being able to make a sound with it, once we had created this tool set, was really quick. So now we can make stuff that has never been made before. You know, we can make effects that nobody's heard before, and we have a system of tools that we developed on our own that help us do that really quickly. So so now, I mean, there's all kinds of sounds that we're exploring that it's completely different than what we started out, but I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I will say the pedal I got is Infinite Jets, and I'm always looking for pedals, especially ones that don't sound like every other pedal, you know, or like a slight variation of,
sure, right,
of this Boss or MXR thing. And I got really excited about this one because it's exactly what you're saying. It does a lot of things that would be very complicated for me to, like, get in the computer and do.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but I didn't realize it was you initially. And so it was really kind of, like, amazing to figure out, like, hold it. This is in Knoxville.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten that reaction a lot. I think that I've met several people like that play guitar around here, or even, you know, touring bands at the Pilot Light or something, that don't realize that stuff's being made here. I mean, yeah, it's cool to be making something like this, but also that we're making something like this in Knoxville. You know, I think a lot of people don't expect that. And, you know, if you look on the side of the box there, every single one of them says designed and assembled in Knoxville, Tennessee. So we ship them all over the world. And I think that's kind of another cool thing about it. You know,
what other countries are you finding people are ordering from?
Well, most of the business that we do, actually all the business that we do, is on the internet. So we ship everywhere in the world. You know, every now and again, if we're shipping one out and it's an interesting company, we'll take a look at it. But it's, you know, all over the place. I don't know, China, Russia, Japan, Indonesia, all over South America. We sent a couple of them to Africa, you know, all over Europe. So, yeah, it's exciting.
And they sell out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I did get on the email list saying, yeah, you know, I went to buy one and went, crap,
yeah,
there aren't any.
Yeah.
And then I got on the email list. How is it going? Like, are you able to keep up with the demand, or is it tough to...
Well, we're always trying, you know, but it's a good problem to have, I guess. They always sell out, but we just, it's not even, it wasn't even really like a business strategy. We just made, like, we spent a couple of years trying to figure out how to make these and how to make them work. Then once we finally got to the point where they worked and we had them all designed, you know, we built 50 of them. And we thought, wow, it'd be really cool if we could. I wonder if there's 50 people out there that would want one. You know, we didn't really think about how to sell them or anything, so we just kind of made a website and made a couple videos, and, you know, people seemed to like it. And first batch sold out in a couple days, and then we thought, well, what do we do now? Now we got to figure out how to make more of them, and then we got to, you know, and then so we've hired a few people, and then over the last year or so, it's kind of continued in the same way, but we just make a lot more of them now. So yeah, that most of the time we just release them in small batches on the internet, and then people kind of sign up and they wait in line to get one. You know, the last batch sold out in an hour and a half, I think, something like that.
In an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Are there any celebrity guitarists that have picked these up, or?
Let's see. There's we've sent a couple. We sent one to Ed O'Brien from Radiohead. That was pretty cool. We were all very, very excited about that. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I think Andy Summers from The Police has one of the new ones. The Blue Man Group.
Wow, I can actually imagine it in Radiohead's music too.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, that was pretty big for us, because, I mean, they were, I, you know, at least personally, a lot of the sounds that I put into this new one, you know, that was a band that informed how I kind of started to think about sound or recording or guitar on a, you know, basic level. So I was really, really excited to send them one. So,
have you used any of these pedals in your own recorded music?
I have been so busy since we've been doing it, I haven't been doing any music, to be honest. I'm hoping to get back into it soon, but yeah, it's kind of a, it's a... It's a 8 days a week kind of job. So,
wow. Do you advertise? Are you just anywhere specific, or do you just put them out? I mean, the videos, I found the videos, demos that you guys created were fabulous.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we all made them together here as a team in the shop. It was just our team that made them. We did the animations ourselves with old school kind of like 70s sci-fi effects where you drip condensed milk and alcohol on and food coloring on a piece of glass. And it was like way cheaper than hiring somebody to do like CG or something. It's like, well, how did they do it back then? It's like, I don't know. You just drip some liquid on a piece of glass. It looks like space. Good enough for us, you know? So, but it's basically just been kind of that, a couple of like YouTube videos. You know, there's a whole ecosystem out there of, you know, YouTube, sort of celebrities that are, you know, I use that word lightly, I guess, but, you know, YouTube reviewers or whatever that are, you know, recommending pedals or making video reviews, and, you know, it's its whole own thing. So it's mostly all through YouTube and Instagram. Yeah.
And where can people go to learn about the pedals and to see the demos?
Yeah, if you go to hologramelectronics.com, we have tons of videos and information about the pedals, and we link to all the different video reviews and stuff, and you can see the videos that we made.
And make sure you spell it hologram and not hologram. It's very important, or you'll go to the wrong site. Now, the videos themselves are to me, they're little pieces of art as well, you know.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we had a lot of fun working on them. We built a little set in the shop of, there was like a sort of space capsule type thing. We just converted half the shop into a video set for a couple weeks. It was kind of hard to build pedals, but ultimately I think it was worth it, probably.
Ryan Schaefer, thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. This is Todd Seed. I've been talking with Ryan Schaefer about the Infinite Jets pedal made by Hologram Electronics. It's made here in Knoxville from a company started by Ryan Schaefer and Jason Campbell, two musicians. Now, you may know Ryan Schaefer from the Royal Bang, so we've got some time left here in this evening's show. I always love that band, so let's listen to some Royal Bang's music. Have a great evening, everybody.